Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey guys, we are here backstage at Heavy Montreal for Talking Metal and also for One-on-One with Mitch Lafon. Mitch, we're still early into the festival. Yep. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, you know, we're only, what, 3 hours into the first day? So yeah. I just think ahead of like, whoa, we've got like another 72 hours ahead of us, but we're doing well.
Yes. Yeah, I just saw Venom Inc. Kind of interesting to see three of the original guys up there doing it. And hopefully we'll talk to them in a bit. So many great bands. Arch Enemy is coming up in just a couple hours. I cannot, not even about an hour, cannot wait to see Michael Ahmet back on the stage.
Got a one local of our first Montreal heavy girl in there, too.
Yes, and one of our first heavy metal interviews ever was Michael Ahmet and Charlie from Arch Enemy. So I'm hoping we can talk with them in a little bit back here. But right now we're going to get into a legendary guy, Steve Von Tilt from Neurosis, and Mitch is going to talk to him right now. It's amazing. He's been a member of the band since 1989, and one of the, you know, core guys going way back to the 80s. So Neurosis, a band I've always respected and admired. I've never been a hardcore fan, but every time I hear them, every time I see them, I've seen them on Ozfest before, they always deliver a great show and some really epic music, I would call it. So anyways, here is Mitch's interview with Steve from Neurosis.
Good day, Steve. Welcome to Heavy Montreal 2015. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Last album, Honor in Decay from 2012. New album coming out? Are you working on any new material?
We have been working on new material, and we've got studio time booked in December.
That's great. So the tour currently, is it just Heavy Montreal? You're out on the road.
We're doing about 17 shows. It's our biggest tour we've done since the 90s of the Midwest and East Coast of the United States and the South. We've pretty much done only larger cities and fly-ins, and West Coast stuff very occasionally since then.
Good old Gene Simmons of Kiss has said rock is dead. Do you agree?
Never.
Not at all, huh?
No.
When you get around to making the new album in December, is it something where you want to reflect on the past and sort of the classic sound, if that's a way to say it, or are you trying to break new ground?
We always push ourselves into new territory. I mean, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary in December as a band, and the only thing that's kept us going that long is making it always vital, always new, always evolutionary, and never stagnating. The second we stagnate, it's over. So it's always going to push some new ground.
Is there anything that compels you to write new music? Because after 30 years, you could theoretically just go out to the clubs with the name, the brand name, play shows, you know.
Well, yeah, but we couldn't because we can't. We don't even like to play stuff after a certain point of time. Like, to us, these songs reflect certain times in our lives and certain inspirations we were feeling, and it's really self-centered music, and we really don't it's not that we don't care, but if people want to hear some certain songs, that's really doesn't influence us in whatsoever. Like, we have to play what feels vital, what feels important, what feels new and interesting to us. And so, you know, occasionally we can reach back a few albums and pull a few out there, but we would die if we did that. Some part of our souls would absolutely perish. This is absolutely a catharsis for us to be right. able to live some sort of sane way in a fucked up world. And so, you know, we have to evolve and push it.
What are your thoughts about festivals like Heavy Montreal? We know that Mayhem just went under. They folded up their tent. Is there still a future for festivals, or are we back into the clubs?
We've always lived in the clubs. I mean, that's where we feel the most comfortable. Festivals are a chance for us to have an opportunity to play in front of people who wouldn't ordinarily ever choose to see us. And our entire career has been about finding the few freaks in the corner looking for something deeper. And so these kind of opportunities give us that opportunity to still do that. And I think, especially in North America, there's a lot of rooms for festivals to grow. I don't know how it is in Canada, but in the States, we don't have the European-type festivals, you know. They're pretty new. Maryland Death Fest is kind of new on the scene and doing a great job. Southwest Terror Fest, a small festival, emulating more of the Roadburn style of things. And so I think there's a long way for that to go in North America, for sure.
And I see the difference also being that in the States, the festivals seem to tour, whereas in Canada, they're sort of destinations. There's in one place.
I think that'll change. I think that, I don't even pay attention to those festivals that tour the America. That's totally off my radar. Like, yeah. I don't eat it.
30 years. What is the success or the longevity due to?
Brotherhood and truly dedicating ourselves to the music and not letting the kinds of things that you hear other stories of, you know, musical differences or ego bullshit and, you know, all kinds of not achieving some certain level of success and all these different things that tear bands apart. And for us, we really are a family. We really are brothers, and this music means everything to us.
Absolute pleasure to have you here and have you here in Montreal. Thank
Great
you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Sorry about the
no
delay.
Problem. Understood.